Hi, it's Diane, and I'm very excited for my new book, Daily Meditations for Visionary Leaders. Check it out on my website, visionsapplied.com/meditation. Now, on with the show.
If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you, someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. Let's welcome your host, ambassador, author, speaker, and mentor, Diane Allen. Diane has the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire, as she has been there and understands your unique intensities and their challenges.
Hi, everyone. It's Diane again with another episode of the Someone Gets Me podcast. Today, I would like to talk about raising our vibration. Specifically, I will talk about 10 different ways that you can raise your vibration, become more alive, and feel good about who you are. A lot of people come to me asking about raising vibration and how to feel better. And there's so many different thoughts and ideas and ways to go about this. So I think I'm just going to share how I do it and the way it kind of works for my gifted clients. And then you can take what works for you and maybe add to it and expand on it. And I invite you to share it with me on my website or on my email, somewhere like that. I would love to hear your comments. So when you think about it, our bodies, our beings, are energy beings. And so there's low energy, like the subwoofer bass, it goes boom, boom, boom. And then there's the high vibration, like that beautiful tinkly music or the metaphysical kinds of things, the ethereal type of music, and all of the range in the middle. Typically, us humans like to have a little bit higher vibration that helps us feel alive and joyful and happy. It's an amazing thing. And sometimes when we're feeling shame or guilt or grief or sadness, feeling down or depressed or being stuck, our vibration is lower. I call them the heavy ones. And the heavy vibrations sometimes can steal our good feelings or create self-doubt or upset in our world. If you're someone with an overexcitability and you're gifted and you like to keep moving, and these lower vibrations kind of happen, whether you're paying attention to it or not, then pretty soon you cannot feel very well all the time. So I want to cover 10 different ways that you can raise your vibration so you can feel better and better about yourself every day. So you can keep your flow of energy moving so that you can feel alive. Now, the definition of a feeling is the energy source that tells us we're alive. So those of us that have emotional overexcitabilities and all kinds of intensities, we know we're alive because we feel everything strong, kind of like 3D surround sound all at the same time. It can be very intense. Sometimes we feel everything or nothing. So part of this podcast is to help you make friends with that part of you. Be happy that you have this kind of intensity and help you make friends with your unique, amazing self. So the first way I'd like to cover to raise your vibration is holding an attitude of gratitude. Now, I don't mean this in the trite way that we hear all the time about being grateful for everything and all of those things. What I'm really talking about here is that using the vibration of gratitude to help yourself feel more happy. Sometimes it's easy to be grateful for the things when they're positive and they're going well or it's a celebration. That's easy to have an attitude of gratitude. It just basically takes paying attention that we ought to be grateful. Then there's the gratitude that we have when we're feeling grateful, even when things aren't working the way we want them to, or even when we are struggling. Those kinds of moments of gratitude and up-leveling our attitude to that place of being grateful can really help us not be stuck in the mire and the heaviness of things that might not be working the way we'd like them to work. Another kind of gratitude is the person who is grateful for grateful sake. In other words, they're grateful all the time, no matter what is going on, because it's just the way they are. Now, one of the ways to get to this place where you are the gratitude you seek, where you're not being grateful, you are that gratitude, is to begin to say thank you a lot. Thank you to the universe, not for any special thing, just thank you. So what I do is in my mind, I say thank you every time I walk through a doorway or every time I open or close a drawer or a door. Anytime there's that opening, closing, or passing through, in my mind, I'm saying thank you. Now, I'm not perfect. I do not do it 100% of the time. But I notice when I'm forgetting it, my energy can tend to go a little lower. I spend a lot of my days with people and in work environments and in professional environments where the attitude of gratitude is not very prevalent. So sometimes my energy can get drained. And I'll notice if my energy is being drained and I'm not saying thank you a lot, that I can start feeling heavy or maybe sad a little. And therefore, it reminds me, oh, say you're grateful way more. Live in that place of gratitude much more. Being grateful is a wonderful feeling to have. It really helps us keep living in a way that we want to live. It keeps us moving forward and it keeps us alive. And the whole key to raising our vibration is to be more alive in every moment, all the time. So that's an easy one to talk about, but sometimes I think it's a hard one to actually do. So it's not about being perfect or doing it exactly right all the time. It's about being willing to be in the process of it and always raising your vibration so that we're always on that, looking up, that gaining, that moving forward in a way that serves us. So the second way is to be responsible. That means doing the right thing. That means realizing that you're in the driver's seat of your own life. You're the one in charge. This means that playing a victim or blaming other people or pointing the finger really helps get in the way of your high vibration. If I'm focused on someone else, and I'm trying to get them to do something I want, or I'm trying to push something that I'm not responsible for, then guess what happens? I end up being cut off from the great energy and the great feeling of my life. Remembering that if you're telling yourself lies in your head, like you're not good enough, or you'll never measure up, or worry or doubt kind of thinking, that thinking is like a virus, and it will infect you from the inside out. So your thoughts and your feelings affect your body. Your body is neutral. Your thoughts and feelings are in charge. You are in charge of being responsible for how you handle things, for how you speak, for how you act, for how you treat your body, for how you direct your life. If you're the pilot and your spiritual life is the navigator, then it's your responsibility to follow directions and make sure that you're on course for the goals you set. That's how you raise your vibration, is you consider yourself the person who is the one in charge of your life. Your parents aren't in charge of your life. Other people aren't in charge of your life. You are in charge of your life. I learned a lesson the other day from a really good friend of mine, a lesson that I've already known, but I was reminded of, I guess. And that is, I was sharing about something that I have to do. And I meant I have to do from that spiritual viewpoint that I just feel the urge and so strongly that I can't physically say no to it. And my friend, who is very aware, said, well, you don't have to, you're choosing to. And so I repeated kind of what I meant, that I did. I wasn't saying it in the human way, like, oh, I have to. I was saying, I have to, this is great, I'm being urged forward. And yet her language set still said, you don't have to, you choose to, which is really the same thing for me, because I've already made the decision that to live in the vibration I like to live in, I follow my spiritual calling and what I'm spiritually compelled to do, even when my human self doesn't understand. So I have to, right, in that spiritual sense. And I'm also choosing to physically in a human sense. So we're both right. And that's about being responsible, paying attention to your inspiration, to your intuition, to your guidance, and then being receptive enough and obedient enough to follow it in the human physical way. That's how we raise our vibration. bringing everything together. And I was reminded of that just the other day. It was really kind of cute because I'm like, oh yeah, that is right. On both levels, I have to, and I'm choosing to. I'll bet you could think of times where that happens to you too. Then the third way is trusting. Trusting in the elegant simplicity and beauty of the universe and nature and yourself. Knowing that everything happens right on time. That's the cool thing about nature. The flowers open right on time. The water comes right on time, even in the seeming drought or a situation where the weather is harsh. Mother Nature always knows what's right on time. Same thing with the greater universe, right? I mean, the full moons are beautiful and the new moons and the rhythm and the cycle, the sound of surf on the beach, all remind us that there is an energy of trust and beauty and simplicity and elegance in our universe. So this way to raise your vibration of trust is to live in the flow of that, to enjoy your life and put your attention in that trust and the feeling of relief you have when you can exhale into it, kind of like whoa, when you relax into your loved one's arms or a comfortable couch at the end of a long day, or when you get in the pool or the hot tub and you go, oh, and all of your muscles can relax. That level of trust where there is no more struggle left and you're not fighting with yourself with fear or doubt, because fear and doubt lower your vibration, right? And shame lowers your vibration. So to keep our vibration moving and higher, we want to trust the universe. Trust that what we believe in is real and will support us. Now, some people use the word God. Some people use the word spirit or whatever. There is really no difference in this lesson because this lesson is not about religion. The lesson of trust is about realizing that where we are in our world, in our life, it's a safe place on that higher level. That as our vibration rises, we feel more and more at home, more at peace, more safe, instead of more fearful and doubtful. So you know when your trust level is working because fear and doubt aren't even in your radar. They're probably in the rearview mirror way back there. And if you see fear and doubt start creeping in and they start coming after you or you start having those thoughts, what are you not trusting? Where is that trust that you could be feeling kind of eluding you? And how could you rise in that trust level? How could you raise it up so that you're not so fearful and doubtful? Because trust is what takes care of fear and doubt. Now, the fourth way is to have a sense of inner quiet or stillness, a time of reflection or contemplation. It's the time when we have a chance to put away the old monkey mind and the judgments that our ego wants to make and realize that everything is working okay. And we can go within and be quiet. We are meant to be quiet. We're meant to work from the inside out. That means that worry or overthinking or procrastination are things that get in the way of this quiet, and those will lower our vibration. So to rise up and to get our vibration higher so that we feel lighter and our light is shining brighter, there's a practice we must develop of being quiet within. Now, the interesting thing is if you're an athlete or you're somebody who's got a lot of movement and you're excited, you can be fully quiet and fully aligned and fully focused within and be very physically active. That would be the example of when you hear an athlete being in the zone where they're so focused on the outcome, their body just naturally does what it's supposed to do and their inner self is so quiet because they've trained themselves to let their beauty and their light and their talent and their gift show up. And being quiet on the inside takes away all the challenges and all the barriers and all the stuff that can really cause trouble. So the quietness is an asset. Now, I was talking the other day in a conference and somebody came up to me afterwards and I was talking about being quiet, inner quiet. And this person said, oh, yes, but I have lots of trains of thought going on and I have to be thinking all the time. And I just don't know how to be quiet. And I said, well, one of the first things to do is to realize that having many trains of thought going on at the same time is not abnormal. And you can still focus it all in one direction and you can still quiet down. That they both can happen at the same time. Sometimes I have to give my thinking mind something to do over here on the side while I'm being quiet. And sometimes my brain just wants to rest. And so I might give my body something to do. That happens a lot when I go for a walk with my dog or I'm on the beach. Or even just about an hour ago, I was just relaxing and sewing and my mind was so quiet because I was creating and I was in a flow. And that quiet was so profound that my energy was raising and I was feeling better and my mind was clear, kind of like the old clouds puffing away or the smoke leaving. And I wasn't sitting still. I was focused and I was allowing quiet to emerge from within. So quiet can come from meditation. It can come from reflection. It can come from authentic rest. It can come from being joyful. It can come from doing a rhythmic activity that allows yourself to relax. It can come from all kinds of places. That's one of the reasons why I started the Meditations for Visionary Leaders podcast, is to lead meditations to help people become more quiet. I'll put the link to that in the show notes if you're interested. And the fifth way to raise your vibration is to learn to be accepting of the moment as it is. That's right. Fighting what's going on, being angry or disappointed or pushing back and coming out of a place of acceptance will lower your vibration faster than just about anything else. You know, I hear people say all the time that phrase, it is what it is. And I don't really know where it came from or who started it. But when I hear that, I hear sarcasm and I hear people kind of with that apathy, like, well, it is what it is, like they're dismissive. That's not what this means. This means that I am living my moment fully, that I'm fully engaged and it matters to me what happens. And at the same time, this is where I am and this is the moment that I choose. It's just the way it is. It's perfect. I take full responsibility and understand that what's happening right now is like the fruit of seeds I planted earlier. So if earlier in my life, I was thinking about grief and sadness and pain, then the fruit of that's going to show up. Just like if earlier I was planting seeds of gratitude and trust and quietness and flow and forgiveness, then those fruits will show up. And that's what it means to be in the driver's seat and be the co-creator of your life. To accept the fact that sometimes our undisciplined thinking creates and plants seeds that we probably don't want the fruit of. So just like when I plant, you know, a seed in my garden for, we'll say my lemon tree, I shouldn't go out there expecting to get grapefruits off of it. I should expect to get lemons from the lemon tree because that's what I planted. So sometimes when things show up in our life that we don't necessarily feel good about or maybe we're upset about or we don't want, it's because we planted the seed somewhere knowingly or unknowingly. And a lot of times it's unknowing. So first thing we have to do to raise our vibration in those moments is to accept it and say, all right, I planted that seed and it's creating fruit here. And now what am I going to do with it? If I planted a lot of lemons, I can make lemonade, right? Or I can do something about it in any way. But first, before I can take an action, I have to be willing to accept and take responsibility for whatever's going on in whatever moment it is. And the moment I get to that place of acceptance, I feel better. Your vibration will rise in that moment because the function of this acceptance is energy conservation. It takes a great deal of energy to keep fighting and pushing an agenda and going after it in that way. That doesn't work very well. If you learn to have a state of acceptance, then you conserve your energy. You're not tired, you're not fatigued, your stomach doesn't bother you, you don't end up with health conditions, and things flow a lot easier for you. So I can go, huh, I planted lots of lemon trees, probably don't want to plant so many more of those. Let me see, I'll plant something like apple trees or pear trees. Or, oh, I've been thinking a lot of sad thoughts and a lot of self-doubt thoughts. So why don't I choose a different thing to plant, like gratitude, like trust, like kindness, like compassion, and allow those seeds to germinate. And then what will happen is I will begin to see the fruits of the seeds I planted, and things will shift. Now, it's not an overnight thing, because when was the last time you planted a seed and it was up through the dirt overnight? What happens first is it has to take root. So if you're practicing having an attitude of gratitude, and pretend that the first way I talked about is kind of hard for you and you're going to practice that, you may not see the immediate results of it. Because first, that little seed needs warmth and water and care from you, right? And it needs to be able to get its roots down and some kind of hold on what's going on. So the more you hold the attitude of gratitude, the more it fertilizes and waters the seed. And then soon you will see it come above. It'll pop up through your awareness, and you will start seeing that attitude raise your vibration. Same thing with this accepting. We have to understand that it's not immediate. We don't plant a seed and expect to get the harvest the next day. Now, that's hard in this lifestyle sometimes, because our current way says, oh, I need it right away, you know. But no, you don't. What you can do is say, you know something, there is a timing, and it's all going to be okay. Now, the sixth way is to practice compassion and forgiveness. These are very important to me, because a lot of times people think forgiving means to condone and then forget, and that's not what it means at all. The word forgiveness means to have compassion for. So it raises your vibration because you begin to focus on kindness and compassion in life. And so when you begin to have that kindness and compassion, you don't end up sick. You know, some of the research is starting to show that one of the major causes of sickness is having unforgiveness in your heart and being angry and upset and resentful like all the time. It can make you feel really bad. It can destroy your relationships. And it can make you feel like you're possessed in a way, like by this angry person that just shows up and makes a big scene when something triggers it. And so to be in a place of forgiving means that I just feel compassion just for compassion's sake, that it's not about expecting the other person to also understand or anything like that, because that's not what it is. Forgiveness and compassion is like a feeling of relief. And in that relief, your vibration raises. When you begin to think new things and release the old resentment and the old hurt and the old pain, both that you feel toward others and institutions and life in general, but also toward yourself. Sometimes having compassion for our own journey is one of the hardest things in the world. I have a client that I'm working with who has an amazing amount of resentment toward life, and she doesn't even see it yet. I've pointed it out. I've showed it to her. She can agree with me on some level, but she hasn't gotten to a place of having compassion for herself. And as we've talked, I've shared that what happens with a lot of people that struggle with compassion and forgiveness is that in their mind's eye, they have their world all handled. They know exactly how things are going to turn out, what's going to happen. They've got all the picture in their mind. And then life doesn't turn out that way. And when life doesn't turn out that way, whatever the way the picture is, it's very easy to start getting resentful or upset and to lack that compassion and forgiveness toward ourselves or others. If you start blaming other people, then now you've added two things to it, because you're not trusting and you're not being responsible and you're not forgiving and being compassionate. That combination is deadly when it comes to lowering your vibration and making you feel really terrible. So this compassion is about just realizing sometimes that it's important to get the relief by raising our energy and forgiving ourselves and having some compassion. Yeah, you messed up stuff. So have I. So have we all. All right. Now, what are we going to do moving forward? How are we going to live our life in a better, more conscious, more aware, higher vibration manner? What are we going to do? Are we going to offer forgiveness and kindness and release the terrible inner feelings so we can be free and not sick? Or are we going to allow ourselves to become sicker and sicker and feel worse and worse because we're holding on to something in some kind of self-righteous manner, right? Because when we hold on to old hurts and pains, on some level with trying to be self-righteous, whether it's something we did to ourselves or whether it's something someone else did. So forgiveness is a big one. I could probably do a whole episode on forgiveness and I might just do that. But really it means to have compassion for. It doesn't mean condoning behavior. It doesn't mean forgetting behavior. What it means is, you know, I have compassion for you for this great adventure of being human. And I have compassion for me too in my great adventure of being human. And everybody's just doing the best they can with what they've got available to them in the moment, intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, socially, and physically. And not always do all people make the best choice always. That doesn't make them awful. It makes them unaware, which is why we're talking about raising our vibration. Because if all of us come together in our sensitivities and we begin to really consciously focus on raising our vibration, we become the light of the world. We become those torchbearers and those people that others can learn from, be drawn toward to help really put a positive impact on all of the earth. And that's my vision, right? That's why we have visions applied. It's all to really help all of us bring our vision forward more. And without a lot of self-compassion and compassion for others, it's a long, hard road. So work on this one and look for an episode in the future on forgiveness. The seventh way is to have fun and enjoy your life. That's right. Have a blast and enjoy your life. Life is not about work and having fun, you know, and having fun every once in a great while. That's not what it's about. Joy, actually, is your natural state. That's right. Joy. So if you're feeling anything other than joyful, even as you're hearing my voice, if you're feeling sad, or preoccupied, or upset, or anything other than joy, it's not your natural state. So you got to keep uncovering all the gook you put on top of that joy, all the resentment, all the upset, all the disappointments, all of that stuff. Got to evict it because enjoying life is what it's all about. Now, this does not mean going out and having frivolous fun and doing things that cost yourself or others in a negative way. It means realizing that it's not about working hard. It's about working smart. It's not about being a human machine. It's about being a human being and allowing yourself to be in the flow of life. So humans feel their joy most fully when we're in the flow. You know when you're in the flow because you almost lose track of time and space and all of those things because you're just in the flow. That's how you know you're enjoying life because you're in the moment. And I've been working with people my whole life, my whole professional life, on helping them to in personal development and those kinds of things. And all of the people who've ever come to me who weren't enjoying life, it is because they were still stuck somewhere else in their past, holding themselves hostage to the old emotions and keeping things stuck. And one of the things I always tell them is when two little kids get in an argument in a sandbox in a playground, they're 3, 4 years old, 5, and they throw a saying on each other and they run back to their parents. The kids, a little while later, are doing what? They're back and they're playing. And what are the parents doing? They're still angry. They're still upset. They're fuming. That's how we learn how to hold on to junk because the people who were around us, the big people who were around us when we were little, probably weren't so great at enjoying things. But if you think about the generations before, there was some real survival issues going on. There was some real situations happening. And sometimes being alive and enjoying things and happy might have been looked down upon as being frivolous or might not have even been in the radar of the people around. So some of our own work to raise our vibration is to honor where we came from and honor the past and honor our journey and then make a conscious choice to enjoy life. To enjoy everything from doing the dishes to mopping the floor to out having all the fun that we would like to have in different events. It's all about realizing that as we raise our vibration, everything is joyful because joy is our natural state. The more you let the joy show up, the more you feel joyful, the more everything is joyful. And then your vibration is rising and rising and rising. Number 8 is to work on improving your discernment and releasing judgment. Now, discernment and judgment are two separate things. Discernment means I look at a situation or an event or meeting a person or something, and I say, huh, does this vibe with me? Does this align for me? Does this thing or person complement in that way and go together with what I'm doing? Are they aligned? Are they like-minded? Is it a situation that feels right on all different levels? That's discernment. And our answer would be yes or no. Now, judgment is when I turn right around and assign value. Judgment is about saying that something is good or bad. That is out of line for humans, right? Unless you're an angel dropped down by God to judge, then that's not the business we want to be in. So even if I'm invited into a situation and I think, well, that doesn't really align for me, and I say, no, thank you, that's discernment. If I say, well, that doesn't really align with me, and you all are idiots, that's my ego criticizing, right? That's lowering my vibration. That's constricting my energy, my flow, and it's putting a wall up. That's the opposite of what we're trying to do here. And a lot of times people think, well, there's nothing wrong with judging. And I say, well, there is, because that doesn't mean you say yes to everything, right? What it does mean is that you use your power of discernment. And that's a gift we all have to say, huh, does this work with me or not work with me? If it doesn't work with you, it's perfectly acceptable to say no, thank you, and keep moving without assessing value, without pointing a finger or saying that it's bad because it doesn't align with you, or it's so good it doesn't align with you, and beat yourself up. Discernment is much powerful, and it is a spiritual practice versus the ego-centered criticizer that creates more guilt and shame and fear than we would like to feel sometimes. Remember, your ego is not your amigo, right? So if you want to feel better and you want to move forward and you want to wake up and really see what's going on, then you want to practice discernment and release those times of judgment. Release that urge of your ego to assess something as good or bad or right or wrong. It's time to seek to accept things, right? And to understand other people and yourself without assigning value. Just because somebody's different than you are, doesn't make them right, doesn't make you wrong, it doesn't make you right or them wrong. It's simply a difference. And in that diversity is beauty. Number 9 is allowing your emotions to be whatever they are. Now, I've worked with people in mental health and substance abuse for years and years, and this is a hard one for these people. Because most people who find themselves addicted, whether it's to an external substance like drugs or alcohol, or an internal neurochemical like fear or pride, it's because they're running from their feelings. The addiction is the effect of the spent cause. The cause is, I don't want to feel my feelings. I don't want to have to deal with it, so I'm going to shut down and check out. Emotions and thoughts and beliefs are what make us realize we're alive. So we have to allow our emotions to just be. If you're sad, great, be sad. If you're happy, be happy. Denying feelings and repressing them only adds to the pain, and it adds to a later eruption, which we really don't want to have if we're going to be raising our vibration, right? So we want to allow ourselves to feel what we're feeling. It's okay. Some days I feel a little sad. Oh well, I am the witness to a tremendous amount of grief every day. People share their hurts and their pains with me. And so if I feel sad a little later because I'm sensitive, then how is that wrong? I think it would be the thing that I would have to heal, so that I need to feel the pain, let it pass through me, and keep it moving on rather than hold on to it and make myself sick. That's how I'm an effective healer and witness for people, is because I've learned how to let the feelings keep on going. So your emotions and your feelings are the energy that tell you you are alive and moving, and your being is thriving. When you shut them down, you start killing yourself. It's a slow way to suicide. And even if you physically don't die, you emotionally or spiritually die, and neither one of those things serve you at all. So it's all about opening up and releasing that constricting belief and the constricting idea that one or two feelings and not many of them are okay. Now, if you have an emotional overexcitability and you're really going, and then sometimes it's difficult and you might want to say, oh, I got to stop this pain, or oh, I have to stop this resentment, so let me get drunk, or let me get high, or let me focus on what I'm proud of, or whatever, maybe fear or anxiety, anything can become an addiction that blocks our emotional well-being. Anxiety is an addiction, so is depression in a lot of ways, because once the neurochemicals start running in your head and creating those neuro nets and creating that flow, it's difficult to break that cycle. And so breaking the cycle then requires a level of withdrawal to allow our emotions to just be in the flow. So it does have a physiological shift of our body when we say, you know what, I'm just going to let my energy flow. I'm going to let my feelings be the way they are, and I'm not going to stop them, shut them down, repress them, magnify them, or anything. I'm just going to allow myself to breathe and be in the flow. And whatever my emotion is what it is, without judgment or assessment or anything. That's the ninth way to raise your vibration. Also, not easy. Now you notice so far I've done nine things. None of them are a piece of cake where you're going to have it done in the next 10 minutes. For all of us, it's an ongoing process. So I have a mantra that I use, especially on my hard days, and it is, I'm raising my vibration. I am raising my vibration. So in other words, I'm taking the power of my thoughts and the power of my body and my emotions and focusing it toward raising my vibration so that any ego critic that wants to judge, or any part that wants to not be forgiving, or any part that wants to overthink and be overwhelmed, or any part that doesn't want to feel grateful, gets put in its place to remind myself that I'm raising my vibration, and it's my choice and it's my responsibility, and that's what I'm doing, so there. Sometimes you have to kind of stamp your princess foot that way, right? Well, the 10th way, I didn't forget, the 10th way is to make it your intention to love, capital L love, love yourself and others. This is the sense of being higher vibration love, like not in love in a human form. The definition of love I'm using here is the ability and willingness to allow someone to do what's right for themselves without any insistence they satisfy you. It's that higher vibration of love. It's the love like the sun loving the earth, right? It is the whole agape kind of love, if that's the way you want to hear it. It's that idea. All of us need love, and love is something that is important for us to have. Humans are pack animals. We require connection, and we like to be connected to other people. So we need love, and it's not in a needy, clingy way. We just need to understand that. So instead of giving love and receiving love, we begin to realize that we are the love. Now, let me say that again. Instead of giving love or receiving love, we are the love. So we've learned to rise our vibration up to the point where we are that love versus seeking love or grabbing for love or trying to get love or receiving love. And that's how you know that your vibration has actually come out of the lower part of that gimme, 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 grabby kind of energy. And you know you've had people around you who try to suck you dry, or they want all your energy, and so all they want is your love, and they'll just take it. So I call it kind of like an extortion energy. The truth is, love should be freely given and freely received, right? So I have the worldview where freely given, freely received. I will freely receive, and I will also freely give. Now, that does not mean I don't have boundaries, because I do. It means that the higher law of freely given, freely received, for me, takes precedent. I also know that in human form, if my freely giving is not respected or doesn't work for whatever reason, then it's okay for me to kind of close off that channel and freely give in another place. And doesn't mean I give into a situation that I know is not going to be supportive and beneficial for all people concerned. So these are the 10 ways that we can begin and continue to raise our vibration. Understand that it's a lifelong process, and we're not going to get a quiz and find out that we're, you know, made an A plus and move on to the next class. This is an ongoing class, kind of like a Montessori school, this where the lessons just rise up with your development and your ability. So we want to have gratitude, take responsibility for ourselves, trust in the universe, learn how to be quiet within, accept what's happening and where we are, have forgiveness and compassion, remembering that joy is your natural state, you enjoy life better. We want to release judgment and be more discerning. We want to allow our emotions to just be in the flow as they are. And we want to be the very love that we seek. So I hope this episode has brought you some joy and some things to think about and some things to work on. And if you're interested in more information or content like this, our group Someone Gets Me on Facebook covers lots of these things and we share about these things. Or feel free to email me and I will put my email in the show notes. And I'm happy to respond to you or do a special episode with whatever topic you would like to hear about. Until next time, remember, keep your face toward the sun so the shadows fall behind you. And remember that you are here on purpose with a purpose. See you later.
Are you tired of searching for someone who understands you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, talented, and wanting to be understood. Diane shares her insights and teachings, and you can connect with others. Join today.